3-5-4-1-0-1-1-1.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name is Tommy, and things are going to be a little different from now on. I'm joined today by my greatest enemy,
Henry.
Henry Walker.
Uh-huh.
Henry, you work here.
I do work here. Well,
at CFRC.
Should we be mentioning that right now, or?
That's fine.
Okay, you think?
I think so.
I just don't want to risk my life's work. You know, my
oh, your magnum opus.
The way I support myself financially.
Okay, well, that's okay. This is, if anything, this is promoting it.
You think?
Oh, I know.
The news.
Yeah. So tune in. Henry does the news. So tune into the news.
Or don't. No, tune into the news.
Someone's curing cancer.
Someone cured cancer.
Oh, no, they cured cancer.
I cured cancer.
Well.
With my mind.
Yeah, I believe that. But yeah, Henry is joining me today. And even more so than joining me, he's chosen all of these songs. And you can tell.
These are good songs. These are songs that really speak to, they speak to me kind of when it comes to like breaking down who I am as a person, you know? And I think that's just so special, you know?
It's almost like, it's like, Inside Out a little bit.
Yeah, especially some of them are a lot more like Inside Out than the others.
Yeah.
Inside Out 2, especially.
Oh, okay. I see, I haven't seen that, so.
Neither have I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really nice. So yeah, we have, it's a big mix of songs. I would say there's no theme. It's Henry Walker themed. But also Henry's probably gonna be joining me, because you know what? Picking out all the songs and recording everything alone, I'm lazy, and I like it when someone else is here to help. And when I can actually talk to someone else in the studio, because just standing here and talking into the mic.
Yeah, it makes you a real loser.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
And I think that's reflected in...
In the loser music you put.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here to shake things up with some real... Some classics, some blasts.
Some old school.
Some old school.
Nice Key and Peele reference. That's
thank
really
you.
Good.
Thank yeah, you. Well, yeah. I hope my buddy calls later.
Oh, I think we're going to get a phone call.
Yeah, it's very possible.
I think we're going to get a very special phone call on this episode.
From a very special someone who I think everybody has heard from before.
Oh,
assuming
yes.
Assuming they're reoccurring listeners.
Yeah, I hope so.
And it's not your poppy.
Nope.
Nope.
It's not my mommy.
Nope.
It's someone even specialer, even more dearest to me.
All these freaks with Y or IE endings to their names.
I know. Tommy, Henry, the unnamed.
The unnamed E.
Scary. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Sure thing.
So first up, here is All the Things She Said by Tattoo.
All the things you said, all the things you said, all the things you said, all the things you said.
folk, but I wonder so much. Wanna fly away, but the sun and rain coming over my face, wash away all the shame. When I stop and stare, don't worry me, cause I'm feeling for her, what she's feeling for me. I can try to pretend, I can try to forget, but it's driving me mad, going out of my head. Running through my head, running through my head, running through my head, running through my head, all the things she said, all the things she said. Running through my head, running through my head, all the things she said, all the things she said.
Okay, so that was just Ruben the Understander with I Hate School. Shout out to my buddy Smelly Sam. He hosts his own show, Punk is Dead, every Monday night at 10 p.m. I'm also in a band with that dude. Before that, you also heard Stinky Sam. You also heard All the Things She Said by Tattoo, a real classic. You know, I think we've all heard some variations of that tune. It's kind of like a jazz standard nowadays. You know, everybody's taking it and making it their own.
Exactly. Well, I'd argue that the Nightcore version, you know, you hear that one the most. So, we're original.
We're the OG. We knew this, you know, before it was cool.
Yeah. Before it was like in like Russian CSGO videos.
Yeah. Yeah. Russian CSGO videos and
I don't know where else is
edits.
It? Yeah.
Edits.
Sure. Yeah. What's up next?
What's up next? Next, we're going to be listening to another classic. Man, so many classics.
We're just talking about old school.
Dudes. I'm old school. Some Bjork. It's Oh So Quiet. Another jazz. Man, there's so much jazz on today.
You
swing
like jazz?
It. I like jazz. Swing that, Tommy.
We're
swing
a couple
it.
Cooking cats. So here is Oh So Quiet by Bjork.
It's oh so quiet. Shh, shh. It's oh so still. Shh, shh. You're
wanna love, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over. And then shh, it's nice and quiet. Shh, but soon again. Riot.
That you will never again roam. Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Okay, you just heard My Pal Foot Foot by The Shags. That's a pretty classic experimental song. It really goes back there, back to the 70s with those gosh darn hippies.
Even though it says it was released in 2016.
Well, that's because
I thought you were yanking my leg.
People do that sometimes where they re-release music, you know.
I guess.
It's for money. You ever heard of money in capitalism? It's the hippies' fault, actually.
I actually believe that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, I thought that... Because that's some stuff that hippies nowadays, or hippies in 2016 would make.
What?
And try and be like, this
oh,
is...
Oh, like
this
hipsters.
Like hippies who like have their parents' money.
Oh.
They'd be like, this is my pal foot.
So like hippies.
It's like, it's trippy, psychedelic, shoegaze, you know. It's
you're
kind
really,
of an experimental sound.
Yeah, you're really trying to sell this to the modern audience.
No, I'm saying that's what people would say.
Would say that?
The Shags.
I'm not saying that.
If The Shags made that song in 2016, that's what they would say.
Well, all I can say is I personally am also
But they didn't,
a big fan.
So it's okay.
They didn't.
They didn't.
Which is a good
they
thing.
Didn't. That's from the 70s.
Then they would just be copying the
exactly.
original, right?
Exactly. They'd be lasers.
And right before that, we also heard It's Oh So Quiet by Bjork. I prefer that song. Don't tell anybody.
Wow.
Up next, though, we're going to listen to the No-No song by Ringo Starr. Shout out Ringo! Shout out Ringo.
Does anyone actually like Ringo?
I do, because I play the
drums.
That's
because you're performative.
Hey, two drummers in a room, what do they say? Bring me Ringo. Bring him today.
Did you just make that up?
Yep.
Bars.
Well, when you're a drummer, you have to be able to come up with stuff on the fly. You know, a jazz drummer like myself.
Oh, I'm not a jazz drummer.
Thra-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. I've seen your playing. No, I haven't.
I can do like little drummer boy. And like, bum, bum, bum.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of who you are, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A little drummer boy.
Yeah, exactly, uh-huh. Yeah. So anyways, what is this?
This is the No-No song.
What kind of awesome is this?
What kind of awesome is this?
This
is the
No-No
song by Ringo Starr.
I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana, huh-huh. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Nashville, Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. No more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No thanks.
like you please, it only makes me sneeze, and then it makes it hard to find a door.
Okay, you just heard Ding Dang by the Beach Boys. That's a little ditty written by Brian Wilson. I'm getting some side eye there. That's a little tune written by Brian Wilson when he was deep in his own business, you know, after he wrote that song about the vegetables and...
Hey, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I am a big fan of Brian. You know, when I was being raised, I was kind of taught to be like Brian Wilson when I grew up.
I can see how, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I see how that happened.
And right before that, I think we also heard the No-No song.
we're getting a phone call.
Oh, I think I know who this is.
I think we're getting a request.
Hello. Is this Danny the Entertainer?
Yeah, this is Danny the Entertainer.
Okay, I hear that you might have a request for us. What are you looking for today?
Well, man, I was just wondering if you could play me some of that old school.
Oh, you mean that old school. Oh, Danny,
old school.
Danny, I think we got you with some old school. What are we going to hit him with?
I forget. This song's 7 minutes.
I think we're going to hit him with some Breaking Bells. Take me to the Mardi Gras by the Crash Crew. Now, this is some old school stuff, you know, right out of Brooklyn. Right out of the good place.
This one's for you.
This is some of that old school.
Yeah, so here's Breaking Bells.
Oh, yeah.
By the Crash Crew.
Throw down.
Crash crew, we make you wanna move and make your head swirl. While before I sub the five, help you grab a girl. I got to move fast for me bistro.
Spread the word all around town.
Let the DJs cut and let the MCs rap. Cause if they really sound good, then let your fingers snap. Cause if rapping's on your mind and you really wanna do it, you can bet your bottom dollar there ain't really nothing to it. EK Mike C steps to success. Put your fingers to a pen and you'll be the best. You gotta pick an idea with a positive view. Put some meaning to your work and comprehend what you do. And now you know I'm right. I'm not singing a song and I can never, boy, ever be wrong.
That's right. So young ladies, don't fret.
Yo, if I would watch interviews sooner, bro, we were so alike. It's unfortunate because it's like, yo, when people die, that's when you, like, you know? Because your remorse kind of makes you check them out.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name's Tommy. This episode stinks. This is
my name's
Walker
Henry.
Version.
I'm bringing the stink to Dark Side of the Tune. Really
Dark Side
making
of the
it
poo.
Think about
that.
Are we allowed to say that on air?
I think so.
We're allowed to say that on air?
Yeah.
Oh, that reeks. You know what doesn't reek, though? Falling Down by Lil Peep and XXXTentacion. This one really brings up some emotions for me. If anything, I'd like to dedicate it to my childhood best friend, Charlie Sampson. Like, I know your dad thought we were gay for each other, and that's why he made us stop being friends. And I'm still sorry that happened, because, like, I think we would have made a pretty cute little gay couple. Anyway, I know this was your...
How long ago was this? How old
this
were you?
This was, like, when we were both, like, 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's, like, peak, like... If you're gay, that's when you're finding out.
Yeah, no, totally.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
But this was his real, like, this was his bleep. You know, I can't swear on
okay.
air or else they'll
yeah.
beat me.
True.
But when he was 13 and when we were 13.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
No, that song really
it's
takes
okay.
on a
he's,
whole new
he's
meaning.
Rich as, he's rich. He's stinking rich. He's at Oxford now or something.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, he did 2 years at UBC and then he transferred to Oxford because he got tired of it. Or,
jeez Louise.
You know, he's a rower. Man, is he big and strong.
He's a rower?
In a boat? Like
well, that's how you know you're rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, both of his parents went to, like, Oxford and then... What's the place in Boston?
Brown?
No.
Yale?
No. It's, Massachusetts. It's, Harvard. Harvard. They went to
Harlem?
Harvard. They went to Harvard.
You forgot the name for Harvard, but you remembered, like, Oxford?
I'm taking a course on... Well, yeah, because that's where Charlie Sampson... I have a girlfriend, by the way.
Oh,
I'm not.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Henry Walker is taken.
I'm just saying.
But I'm
this
not.
Has nothing to do with... Yeah, that's because you're untakeable.
Yeah, true. If you try and take me, I will beat you up.
In what context, though? And do you like that? Ladies, gentlemen,
yes.
ZMs, everyone.
Wow, I'm putting that on air, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's
you know?
Your phone number? You want to share that?
Yeah, 613. No, if they want to get in touch with me, people know how to reach
come to the
me.
Station. Bang on the glass.
Yeah, break in.
Yeah.
I'm here. I just live here.
Yeah.
We're just here all the time.
Yeah, I'll step out. It's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that was... What's the song called again?
That song is Shortened and Bred by the Cramps.
No, not the next song. What's the song that we just listened to?
We just listened to Falling Down.
Falling Down. Okay,
yeah.
And next up we have the Cramps.
Yeah, Shortened and Bred. This one's for Danny.
Yeah, it's shout out Danny.
He loves the Cramps.
Put on! on a skillet. Put on a lid. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Little baby loves a 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 shortening bread. Well, I put on the skillet, I put on the lid. I'm maybe gonna make a summer shortening bread. I'm coming to
that was Angry Young Computer by Papal Visit. And before that, we listened to The Cramps with Shortening Bread.
Shortening Bread!
Which is a cover, I think?
It's, well, I mean, Shortening Bread is like an old, like tune from, like the South. The South of America.
Oh, okay. Because
Shortening Bread is like a bread.
Okay, yes.
Like it's a food that you make.
Kind of
like a cornbread, almost.
Well, I mean,
And it's like a started as a lullaby.
Oh.
And then Brian Wilson, again, he was obsessed with that song. He was like crazy about it. Like he was actually like going crazy about Shortening Bread, that song.
And so he, I guess the Beach Boys.
Yeah, they released version. Like an unreleased version of it, like released. And yeah, I guess that's the Cramps kind of did a cover of that like version or whatever.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing that with us.
Oh yeah, I know my stuff.
And then the one you just heard, Angry Young Computer, that's new and Canadian.
Oh my goodness.
It's always two birds with one stone.
Two patriots on this show right now.
Yeah, exactly. We're saluting right now, if you couldn't tell. But coming up next, we have another new and another Canadian song. This is Durango by Vens.
Okay, that was Alt by White Collar, one of my favorite Victoria, BC based bands.
Shout out BC.
Shout out this BC.
This guy, this is a common theme. This guy cannot shut up about BC.
I love British Columbia. I'm not from there. I'm from Toronto. I'm from the Six.
Oh, that makes sense.
Real Wagwan type boy. Crody.
What's Wagwan?
Oh, if you know, you know. Here, dab me up. Come on, Crody.
Etobicoke? Ooh.
Well, I mean, that's where our current premier, Drug Ford, grew up. Oh, I'm getting political.
No, you can say that. That's okay.
He dealt coke to his brother. That's why his brother Rob Ford died.
Really?
Yeah. They were drug dealers.
No, I knew that they were like in on that.
They were drug dealers. And now this man wants to become leader of the Federal Conservative Party, and I'm scared.
Do you think he'll be better or worse than Polyev?
Both are bad.
I know.
Every politician is bad.
No, I know. And I actually have like a personal gripe against Polyev because his riding is the one that I live in Ottawa.
I think he would be not as bad as Polyev because Ford doesn't know anything. All he knows is like he would do as much.
I just swallowed a bee.
He would do as much stuff as Carney is, just like economy stuff. Like that's all that these guys know.
Oh yeah. I mean they are politicians. They're never going to do anything.
Yeah, no. He's not as bad as Danielle Smith, I don't think.
Yes, that woman's like evil.
Well, yeah, because I think those would be like the two people, if Pierre doesn't try and come back, who would be like aiming for like federal conservative.
Oh, wow. Conservative.
Okay, we're getting so political, but
no,
anyway,
this is
okay.
This is a political show. And we just,
oh, it is political. We did just hear alt.
Yeah.
White collar.
I was going to say, wow, big surprise that the Conservative Party leaders are the worst people.
Really?
I would have never
You're
seen
surprised
that coming.
By that?
Yeah, I would have never seen that coming. Yeah, and also we have that last song, that was a little dedication.
That was a little dedication to one very special individual and one very special organization.
Just because I think, you know, it's in talking about politics in this political vein, there's a lot of performative people out there.
Well, sure, you dye your hair white, you ride around on a skateboard, and you got a lot to say, supposedly. Or, of course, you know.
Well, you have a graffiti seminar.
Graffiti seminar. You're a bit, you know, you're a bit rich. Yeah. You have a couple raves now and again, but nobody dances because.
Oh yeah. Okay. Also, yeah. Here's our declaration. Start dancing at raves.
Learn to dance.
People, okay.
You
take
don't,
some acid.
If you're going somewhere with music, you dance.
And I don't care if it's good or bad.
Yeah.
I want you to be so turnt that you don't care.
Just have fun.
Like you shouldn't be there standing with your
phone.
Dancing is fun.
Whatever that
we
looks like.
We're the first people to
whether
ever say
skanking,
that.
Whether you're skanking, whether you're doing that, whether you're pogoing.
A little bit of two-step.
A little bit of two-step.
Charleston.
Do the Charleston.
I want to see the Charleston.
Do the Charleston.
I
want to
see everybody open up the pit, start doing the Charleston.
Exactly. We will do that if you do not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
We will do the Charleston. We're coming up on the last two songs of the episode. What a great episode.
This is, I think, one of the best.
And
the trash
stay
episode.
Tuned. Yeah. Nobody listened to
the
this.
The smelly episode.
The smell episode. But stay tuned because Henry will probably be back next week and it's going to be even worse.
Oh,
because
next
we're
week
doing,
is, I'm excited for next week.
Me too. It's going to be some music that, like, I don't even know. It's
Carmel Dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
Carmel Dancing
Living Tombstone,
and Hatsune Miku.
Some Vocaloid. But I've wanted to do that for a while.
I bet.
Yeah.
You nerd. You
it's
dork.
Written on my face. Did you just call me a Borg?
I said dork.
Oh, what is a Borg?
Oh, well, haven't you seen Star Trek?
No, get out of here. You can't call me a dork and then ask me if I've seen Star Trek. No, I haven't seen Star Trek.
Oh, so you're a
because I get some.
No, you don't.
No, you're right. Someone, please text me. Okay, what's up next?
Next, we're going to listen to a real homosexual classic, Canadian homosexual classic, Rufus Wainwright's Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk.
And after that?
And after that, we're going to hear...
Because this is our signing off.
Our final and last song, an OG called Heroes by my very own band.
What's the band name?
I don't know.
That's okay. It's a little DIY, though.
Yeah, it's a little DIY.
It's a little
punk rock.
And I think that's what it's all about. It's like the Hokey Pokey.
It's all... You stick it out.
And you turn yourself around.
That's what
it's all about.
Oh, truly.
So here is a homosexual Canadian anthem, Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk. Bye. Say bye, Henry.
Bye. Peace and love.
See you next week.
Or not. No, I'll see you all next week.
nuts and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit harmful for me. Several reasons we won't mention. Everything about them is a little bit stranger, a little bit harder, a little bit deadly. It is a very smart tends to make one.
Thank you. Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFNC live sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFNC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFNC.ca.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from